Hi, my name is Francis.
Oh, good.
Who do you think you are? Okay, can you start again? So good.
Okay. Hi, my name is Francis.
And I'm Alice.
And welcome to this week's episode of Two Friends in a Pod, a podcast where two friends talk about anything and everything.
All at once?
Yes.
We're back.
We're back.
Nobody asked for this.
No, there has been demand.
Who?
Jamie.
One person. One person. Look, you gotta... Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna say.
Our most loyal fan.
It's truly loyalty.
So why are we back?
For fun, just how we started it. Just for funsies. Looking for a hobby, something to do.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly, why not?
Well, some attentive listeners might notice that the intro was a little bit different. Why is that? There's just so many questions.
So we actually haven't recorded since 2022. If you actually want to look up the date of when Perfect Pairing was actually released, it was around that time. And during that time, I think we just like realized some things.
Mm-hmm. A lot of realizing happening.
A lot of realizing. I can't tell you what we realized, but...
That would take too long.
Yeah, it's too much. I don't know. Maybe we're just... This podcast will evolve with us and what we're... I don't know. I actually don't know. I just feel like it's time to move on.
The new chapter, a new era.
Just see where this takes us, basically.
Yeah, go with the flow. No commitment, just vibes.
Absolutely no commitment. That's against my religion.
She's allergic to commitment. That's why your nose is running at the thought of starting this again. Having
commitments. This is a joke, by the way.
Disclaimer. Not serious. Two deeply unserious people.
Please do not take us seriously. Please.
For your own well-being. Okay. Well, if we're not going to talk specifically about a movie or a TV show, we thought that we could just ask some questions, get up to date, share with you what we've been doing, the latest things we've watched, things that we're looking forward to, etc. So thank God for the internet. I found this really handy dandy article. 20 questions to ask to keep your relationship alive. Like, this is a friendship thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because we haven't talked since 2022, no. Have we?
No. How have you been?
So have you been in the last year? Yeah.
I haven't seen you. It's been ages.
It's been forever.
But as you clarified on our Instagram page, we're still friends. And then you put a QR code to our TikTok page on Instagram.
For someone who's like permanently for someone who's like permanently like online, I'm so bad at technology.
No, everyone has two phones. One to look up QR codes and one to scan them with.
Do you know that first Instagram story I did was actually an accident? Like,
yeah, I think you meant to put something on it, not just text, right?
I did. It was only like an hour or so later that I was like, I looked back at it and I was like, oh my God, I completely like missed whatever I was supposed to post.
Yeah.
Then I did the QR code thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I was like, I think I left it overnight, and then that's where I like messaged you. I'm like, I don't think that was a good idea. Because then I also saw that you posted something and you linked it. And I was like, you can link things. Oh my God, I'm not even sure if you can, if everyone's gonna follow along, but basically yeah. I was doing something very silly. I was being very inefficient. I'm crying. Oh, so stupid in hindsight.
Too funny. Too good. This is anyway. The entertainment that you come here for. The laughs. Yeah. Okay, anyway, This is apparently 20 questions that will keep that friendship fire burning.
Okay. It's like a little break at the moment and then we need to relight the fire.
These are simple, funny, juicy and deep.
Your favorite things.
Yeah.
I'm not promising anything juicy. I feel like I don't want to.
We'll share what we feel comfortable sharing.
I don't want to get too close, you know?
Exactly. Parasocial relationships is a big thing these days. So I know I said 20 questions, but if you don't hear 20, well, that's why. Okay, Alice, how's your week?
Bit of a blur, to be honest. Oh my God, I don't even know how to like answer this question on the best of days, to be honest. Yes, productive in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Slow in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a normal working week, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the same for me.
I would say the least interesting answer.
I would say the highlight has been our search for a certain Snoopy Gongcha.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
That we just spoke about like 3 minutes ago.
I literally forgot that happened this week.
Yeah, that was, honestly, that's been the rush, right?
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, I feel like after every day I'm like in bed by 10 p.m. I'm like so drained and then the next day I'm like, I forget what I did.
Okay. Well, you visited like 3 locations, you visited 2. Outsourced 1 location and finally got the tumbler that we wanted.
Yeah.
That's look, now week.
It was supposed to be a low commitment thing, like, oh, like it'd be cute if we could get it. And I live near Gongcha, so I was like, oh, why not? Like it's just across the road or whatever. And then it turned into this whole like hunt almost.
Yes.
It's like suddenly I want it even more because I can't have it so easily.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When I'm not allowed to have it, I want it even more.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, we checked like every Gongcha that was within reach. Like we didn't go too far. Like I would say we didn't go out of our way too much. Like you checked your local one and then I happened to be in another area. So I just checked that one because it was within the same vicinity. So yeah, in the end, we lucked out and got what we wanted.
Amen. Perseverance pays off. That's the lesson there.
That's what we learned in high school.
We work really hard.
Reserve.
Yeah. All right. Have you read or watched anything good lately?
What I'm watching currently, that's like kind of ongoing. I haven't been watching too much because of just like time and stuff, but I've been keeping up with my anime. So Horimiya, like new season has come out, which is basically fillers from the first season. It's really cute. Jujutsu Kaisen season 2. Also very cute, but different kind of cute.
She's deep into her animes.
It's just because there's a lot like releasing at the moment.
What about Demon Slayer?
Yeah, I'm not fully up to date, but I am like keeping up with it.
Mm.
And then Australia Bake Off. So that's kind of like my watching regime weekly at the moment. I'm looking for new things to watch though always because I feel like I finished all the stuff that I kind of wanted to finish before, like Ted Lasso and
That.
Yeah, so I finished that. So I'm ready. Something new.
Ready for recommendations?
Yeah. Tell me.
I don't know. I think we watch the same things. I don't think I can. But actually, that's why
I trust your opinion the most. Because I'm like, I'll know that I'll probably like it if you like it.
But yeah, something you said, so many TV shows that we talked about, Ted Lasso, Succession, there's more, since our last recording.
Yeah.
And you'll never hear what we thought of them.
Well, unless you want to, but I doubt you do.
Doubt it.
I doubt it.
I think overall we liked it.
Yeah, overall's
good. I feel pretty confident saying that, yeah. What do I like? I'm deep in my K-dramas again. I'm in my Korean drama era once again. So on Netflix, King the Land, pure sugar, pure fluff, turn off your brain.
Oh.
Hot man, pretty woman, you know how it goes. So
yeah.
Yeah. You've been liking that too.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Every time something happens, I'm like, oh, it's disgusting. But I'm like, but it's so cute.
Give me more. I want another hour of this.
And then every time he's like staring at her or like he's like smiling at something she's done, I'm like, I don't know, like, you know when something's, like, cute, you just kind of, like, squeal, and then you're, like, also, like, you get it because she's so pretty.
Yeah.
And you're, like, I get it. Like, you fully understand why he's, like, smitten.
Mm.
And then the same way for her, like, obviously, like, who wouldn't like that? Like, he's, like, a green flag CEO son. Like, you know, what's not to like?
Just A plus there. And then see you in your 19th life, which is also on Netflix, which is like a romance, but it's a bit more fantasy, a bit more depth, I would say, compared to King the Land. And then I've been watching Heartbeat on Amazon Prime, which another 2PM member, Taekyon, is playing a vampire who falls in love with a human. An age-old story. I love it.
An absolute classic. I haven't kept up with those ones as much. Are they worth continuing?
Heartbeat for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
19th Life, I feel like, has kind of taken a dip. It's still good. But I have to admit, like, the one I prioritize is King the Land.
Oh, for sure. I feel like that one's the fluffiest.
It's so fluffy.
And the chemistry is so good.
Off the charts.
It's actually so good.
It was a big kiss.
It was a big kiss. You know how they replayed it at the beginning of one of the episodes? I, like, literally skipped it. I'm like, I can't watch this again.
It's too intimate.
It actually feels like I'm intruding. Like,
I'm not allowed to watch this.
Like, I'm in your private space. I'm so sorry. You know, it's like, it's sad.
Like when you walk in on someone kissing, you're like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm like, shouldn't be here. Like,
yeah.
I'll give you your time.
Have you watched the other two?
Nope.
I think you'd like that. It's on Binge. It's an HBO show, but it's about a family where the youngest brother is like the new Justin Bieber, singing sensation, teenage boy.
Oh.
And the two older siblings also want to be famous, but they're the ones struggling and they're sort of riding on the coattails of the younger brother. But I think you'll like it because it's sort of like 30 Rock.
I think you have mentioned this before, but
yeah,
no, I need to add that to my list. Binge.
That's good. I think you'd like it because it sort of skews and parodies popular media.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very 30 Rock-ish, which I know you like.
I do like 30 Rock. That was also your recommendation. Yeah.
I don't miss.
She doesn't miss. This is why I trust her and so should you.
Okay, next question. These are so funny. How's your family?
They're great. So I have my, there's been like a lot of birthdays lately. So my two nieces, well, one niece this weekend and the other niece last month. There's also my mother's birthday. So it's been a celebratory period. So I've also seen them a lot more than I probably usually do, but that's not like necessarily a bad thing, I guess.
Have you bought the present for your younger niece?
Yeah, today. So after work today, I bought like a teething thing, but it's also like one of those grabby things. So I think that's good because she likes to grab things off the table, and then like a little toy and stuff. Just something small.
Cute.
Yeah, very cute.
I don't really have updates. Fine as well. I don't have any nieces or nephews to brag about. So I'll live vicariously through you.
I know. I feel like the four-year-old is like, she's at a very cute stage in her life. So everything she does, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so cute.
Yeah, I just like hear all the stories from you. And I'm like, cute.
Yeah, she's very cute.
Wait, should I just show you this one?
You know, okay, yeah, show me. How do I read
it? Can you read it?
How's the love life?
Next, okay. We'll just edit that out.
Well, I mean, you can keep that in and then like, the next and then
The next question is OMG, have you seen Bridgerton? But I might amend that to say
Prince Charlotte.
Yeah, that came out during our little hiatus. What did you think?
I think I felt the same thing as you because we have actually talked since 2022.
Oh my god. The illusion is shattered.
Yeah, like I absolutely like devoured it. Like it was good.
Give me more.
Yeah, like it was just, I think someone actually re-mentioned Queen Charlotte the other day and they said they were watching it and I was like, Queen Charlotte is an absolute pleasure to watch. Like it's just so, I don't know. I think there was just like a lot of emotion. Like I was so invested in it. Like I was crying, I was laughing, I was like, there's like a whole bunch of things. And I think season's actually not that long as well. So I think
it is so short.
Like, that's a testimony to, like, the storytelling and the acting and stuff. So even though it's, like, it's silly, like, it's a romance or whatever, I think it was just, like, well done.
It was so beautiful. I love the characters. I was a bit hesitant because it's, like, a spin-off. It's not based on an existing novel like the other Bridgerton seasons are. So it kind of could seem like a cash grab, like, just, like, forcing a story. But it was actually better than, I think, the previous season.
I agree with you. And I think that's the two main actors as well.
Like, chemistry off the charts.
Chemistry, but just general, like, I don't know, storytelling. Like, I really liked it. I felt that connection, and I just felt, like, truly invested in their, like, story and romance and stuff, and I really loved it.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the King George thirst traps that were all over TikTok?
Obviously. Like, I think we discussed this as well, because it's kind of like the Queen Charlotte character. She's very much like, she's brought into this family against her, I guess, will. Like, she doesn't want to get married off for the sake of being married off. And
yeah,
it's basically like it's like a political marriage, right? But then as soon as she sees King George, she's like, you know what? Maybe it might not be so bad.
Not too bad. Maybe I will stay here. Marriage is not too bad.
That's just like purely based on looks. And then when you see King George, you're kind of like, you get it. You're like, yeah, I see it. if you had to get married, at least, you know, he's cute.
In that like dorky way.
Yeah, like extremely dorky way, but I think it's really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, love that for us. Did it make you more excited for the next Bridgerton's season, which I think Penelope is the main character?
I feel like I don't know, because I think that Queen Charlotte really sort of encapsulated what we felt in the first season of Bridgerton, like that whirlwind sort of like romance, but like also a deep romance, not just like surface level. I don't know, I didn't really love the second season that much, and I wonder if that's just, I don't know, I felt like it was okay. I think we discussed this on the podcast actually, that it was okay, but not as good.
Yeah.
So Queen Charlotte gives me faith in the series again, but I wonder if that will be replicated with current characters. But we'll see. I feel like because it's Penelope season, there'll be a lot to do with her. What's her? It's called Lady Wintergarden or something.
Lady Whistledown.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah,
because she has extra elements to her character, that she is that secret writer.
Yeah.
Gossiper. So yeah.
We might not get as much romance, or I don't know. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just want the romance, to be honest.
I mean, that's what we're all there for, and the costumes, right? Yeah.
And the music. Actually, the music.
Oh, yes, the music. I think I liked it better than season 2, though. I'll have to go back. But yeah, the music as well.
Music was good.
Well, the next question says, remember when ... So I don't know if anything comes to mind for you, but I guess one big thing that we did was go to Korea/Japan. Do you remember that?
I'll never forget, Francis. It was like the best holiday of my life. Like, as soon as we left, I was like, I want to go back like ASAP.
That was so good.
Mm-hmm, and I think... Mm-hmm. It was like the perfect sort of holiday for us, because you know how people go to like Bali and like resorts to relax and stuff, like our form of relaxation is like going to a cafe and drinking coffee, you know, like
I'm relaxed thinking about it.
Some people need a cocktail, I just need an ice lung back, like that's like, I think everything about that trip was sort of our vibe. And I think also we did like a good mix of like touristy things. Like, we went to Busan. What else did we do?
Oh, we went to Jeonju.
Yeah, we went to Jeonju, like national parks. Like, so we did a bit of sightseeing and more like cultural things. Then we also like mixed that up with like just shopping and looking around, eating, cafe hopping. So it was a good mixture.
Going to Olive Young.
And bought too much makeup potentially, but that's fine. And then also another highlight was going to Japan. Even though we were only there for 4 days, I think So Tokyo Disneyland has always been like a dream destination. Like I've wanted to go for so freaking long. And I've been to like Disney Sea before, but never like Disneyland. And like, I'm going to sound,
she sounds emotional.
At the risk of yourself, stop me. This is like so not me. But like, it was such a pleasure to go to Tokyo Disneyland with you. I was like, not only am I at my like dream like holiday destination,
but
I'm with Frances. Because she gets me.
I get it. I get it. We need ears. And I know, I get that the next day we need a new pair of ears. Like, I get it.
That's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you just,
yeah,
you get me.
Girls, I get it, get it. Yeah. I want to try that Minnie Mouse shaped bread, even though it tastes bad. Like, I want to buy it and I want to try it.
Exactly.
I get it. Yeah.
I know. I know, Frances. This is this is why it was the best. And I think, like, I can always rely on you to understand, like, how I'm feeling in a way about, like, certain rides and stuff. So, yeah. Like, I think for, like, the best ride that we went on in Tokyo Disneyland is the Beauty and the Beast one. And I think, like, we just felt the same thing. Mm, like, I just know we did.
It was an experience with a capital E. Like,
it was so good.
Like, we paid to go the fast track to get on it. Otherwise, we would have spent, like, the whole day in the line. It was worth every dollar. I'd spend double that to do it. It was so good.
It was excellent. What was the highlight for you for like the entire trip, I guess?
Oh, the entire trip.
Yeah. Oh, or just maybe pick a highlight for Korea and pick a highlight in Japan, even though there's really only a few things
we went to New Zealand. Oh my god, the pressure's on. What did we do in Korea? We did. Oh my god! Didn't you know what? I really loved going to the PC bang, the computer, internet cafe.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's because it's such a thing in Korea and so different. And I just liked how we just paid to sit in front of a computer to use the internet, and you were watching Chainsaw Man, and I was playing Tetris, and we were eating hot dogs and ramen. Like, I just. That's the life I want to live.
Exactly. But that's the thing. I think, like, Korea was such a good destination for us because it allows us to do those sorts of things, like, things that we feel so deeply, like, connected to in a way, even though we've never done it before.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was, like, honestly, like, so much fun. Yeah, the PC bunk was such an experience, though, because clearly we didn't know what we were doing.
We just like walked in and we're just like, what do we do? The attendant was like, what do you mean?
How to it's internet.
A PC. Yeah, how do we internet? But yeah, that was really good. I don't know, like multiple times I thought we'd just die because the taxi drivers were insane. I literally, there's that one moment on the bridge in Busan where I was like, we might not make it. Like, this is the end, but you know what? It's an okay way to go.
Not the worst.
It's not the worst. Yeah, like we had a nice trip. Like, you know, not the beginning of the trip. That'd suck.
That's true. That's true. And then, yeah, Busan was good because we ate a lot of good food there.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And we went to an 80s concert.
Yeah.
Our first K-pop concert in Korea, finally.
That was honestly such a good experience.
Yeah. And then we took so many photos with all the photo booths.
Yeah, that was so fun.
That was so fun.
It was actually so fun.
We did a lot of shopping.
Yep.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's good and bad.
Yeah. In Tokyo, we went to Koko Curry, which is a dream of mine.
Yeah.
Tick, tick, tick. Achieving life goals. And then in Disneyland, we also went on that Baymax ride, which was really fun.
That was so
fun. The song was so fun.
So we were vibing in the line.
It was so good. It was just dancing.
Everyone else was matching our energy.
No, our energy. No. I don't know. It was just all good. It was just like so good.
Yeah. Like, was there any bad experiences?
Bad?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Really?
Except for the incident that happened.
That's really bad. I don't know. The worst thing would be like, you know how the taxi drivers, like, sometimes they're like, we can't go because your suitcases are too big. And we stand around like, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess for next time we'll know to book.
Yeah. We're learning. We're realizing.
we can go back.
Becoming even more local.
So we can go back and be more efficient.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't think anything super tricky happened.
Yeah, I think we had a pretty, except for the flight back home.
Yeah, again, we got delayed.
It could have been worse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Overall, I thought it was pretty good. I think that's why it was so hard to come back home, because it was like, it was actually too good.
It was too good.
How can you?
And we paid back? The bill.
Yeah, but how can you come back from such a high? Like, you can't.
Yeah. And now we're constantly seeing like new cafes, new pop-ups in Korea. Mm-hmm. Just like, we need to go back.
Yeah.
Our job there isn't done.
I know. I feel like, yeah, everything there is just like our vibe, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. I think it's that specific like cultural aspect, but like the modern culture aspect of it, like the cafes and the shopping, like those parts were like, that really appeals to us.
Well, we'll be going on another holiday and then hopefully go back to Korea soon.
Yeah.
As well.
Yay.
Question. Do you know what your moon sign is? I don't know what my moon sign is.
I don't.
Okay. Well, I guess we can't answer that. What's your love language?
I was going to say, I have a theory why I don't know my moon sign.
Oh. Is it because you don't know the time you were born?
Yeah.
Is it because your mom won't tell you?
Yeah.
I think we've spoken
about this before. Yeah.
What's your love language?
My love language, according to that quiz on the internet, is what's it called? A quality time together.
Oh, okay.
That was like number one.
Okay.
I can't remember what was number two, to be honest.
Mine was.
I know what was last.
What was last?
Is it cool? Touch. Was it last for you as well?
No, I don't remember. I just remember that getting gifts was number one. And I felt really bad because as I was doing the quiz, I'm like, it's really clear what you're going to get. I guess it depends on the type of quiz you're going to get. But it would be like, out of these three, what would you prefer? And one's like, spending time with your significant other. And the other one is like, getting a gift. And I'm like, I feel like a terrible person.
No, but you're very like,
I know. So I did. I was honest. And that's the one I got. Just give me things.
She's a material girl.
Things make me happy, yeah. Have you seen any good movies recently? So specifically, or is there a movie that you're excited for?
This is very, like, this is definitely on topic because we've actually discussed this. So we're going to see Barbie this weekend.
I'm so excited.
I'm so freaking excited. So I was telling you earlier today, but I'll just recap. My colleague was like, are you going to see Barbie today? Because it comes out today, right? As we record this. And I was like, no, like, I'm not wearing pink. Like, I would not.
Excuse me.
I would not look like this if I was going to see the Barbie movie afterwards. Yeah. Let me just tell you, because I was wearing blue.
We wouldn't wear that. No.
So excited for the Barbie movie, which is coming out on Saturday. Coming out today, but we're watching it on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we actually just watched Joyride. Yeah. And that was so fucking funny.
Shout out to our good friend, Mr. W, for telling us to watch it.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
the computing. Alice is learning. Also, oh, yeah, but Joyride was really good. And we also watched Ajumma, which was really good.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So that was part of the Sydney Film Festival. And we saw
it. So cultured.
You linked to me the trailer and I was like, we have to watch this. Like, it's such a good premise and I think really speaks to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the plot line is this, like, an older lady based in Singapore, and she's going to go on this trip to Korea with her son, but her son is unable to make it. And she decides to go on this trip alone. It's a part of a tour. And then just like antics happen while she's on the tour in Korea. That sort of mirror like a Korean drama, which she loves to watch. So it's a little bit silly, but it's very like heartwarming and very cute. So I think we walked away from that being like, that was
really fun.
That was cinema. That was cinema.
Yeah, cinema.
Storytelling, filmmaking, like it was.
Themes, love it all. Yeah. And very sort of thematically similar with Joyride in terms of the Asian experience. But Joyride being like an R-rated comedy, a group of Asian Americans going back to the motherland, China, and wreaking havoc.
Yeah, basically. But it's honestly so funny. Like, I could not recommend this.
We did not expect. It was unhinged. but in the best way.
Yeah. It went honestly above and beyond like what I expected, but in like the best possible way.
100%. Go watch it.
Like, you're not prepared for what you're going to see. Like, there's just no way.
And stay spoiler free.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to watch it. It actually is. And then it got so emotional. But yeah, just watch it.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like this whole like roller coaster of emotions coming through. Like, you're like laughing and then you're crying and then you're crying because you're laughing. And then, it's a whole bunch of things. But it's honestly like, that was really enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, worth your time. 1 minute. Sorry for the interruption.
You gotta stay warm, Frances.
Yeah.
And then, yes, very excited for Barbie.
What about Oppenheimer?
I am excited for Oppenheimer. But we won't be watching a double feature.
What are you more excited about, Oppenheimer?
Barbie. I'm a Barbie guy. There's two types of people in the world. More excited for Oppenheimer, more excited for Barbie. But I'm Barbie.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll be wearing pink, obviously.
Obviously.
And going to Grill to eat the Barbie tie-in burgers, which look quite frankly disgusting.
Honestly, if it wasn't Barbie, I'd be like, this is gross.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a go. Yeah. This other question is like, did you see so-and-so got engaged, married, whatever? I don't know what to ask. I guess we went to a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Our number one fan. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was like the best wedding ever. And that's a direct quote.
For reviewing the wedding on this podcast. Honestly, though, venue was great. Food was great. The people were great. The music, the DJ.
That was like the
shout
best.
Out to the DJ.
We had so much fun. And I think a lot of it was to do with the people.
Of course, of course.
We love the bride and the groom, and we love all the people that went to the wedding. But on top of that, like really awesome music. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, and there was a very cute groomsman there.
Which one?
The cutest. Just there was one guy there that really caught my eye. He was really cute.
But yeah, best wedding ever.
Oh my God, number one wedding.
Number one.
This is the wedding review.
Top tier wedding.
DJ, great. S tier. The photo booth was cute. Everything. The bride's outfit for the reception.
Slay.
Slayed. So good.
She slayed.
Yeah, the whole experience was just great. Like, yeah.
Would go again.
Would go again if that was possible.
They did some sort of renewal, I would go, yes.
But relive this wedding again. Yeah, for sure.
It's just a stupid question. Do you want to FaceTime this weekend? But I'll literally be seeing you, so.
Yeah, there's no need. I mean, you can if you want.
You can if you want.
I won't object, but don't need to.
The next one is, what are your plans for ... So I might interject and add, what are your plans for October?
So from October 8th to the 24th, something like that, we'll be in Vietnam and Singapore. So that's my main itinerary for that month, I guess. So yes, very excited. We haven't actually booked anything, but we will soon.
I mean, we've got flights, so we're definitely going.
So I'm very excited to explore. And I think this will be very adventurous.
Mm-hmm. Feels very adventurous. It's a different type of trip for us.
Yeah. Haven't done anything like this in a while, so potentially ever. I'm not really sure. We'll see.
I think it's like a new country. I mean, Singapore's only a couple of days and you've been there before.
Yeah.
But I think Vietnam is a new country to us. A bit more of a language barrier. Who knows?
Yeah.
But
it'll be fun. It feels very unknown. Mm. But I know we'll have fun because I've got a lot of things to look forward to there. Like, you know, a lot of
like cafes.
Yeah.
Cafes and coffee.
So many cafes. Honestly, that's exactly what convinced us though. Like, yes, everything else in Vietnam is great. I'm not like going to beat around the bush or whatever, but
yeah,
it was when we saw the cafes that we were like,
wait a minute,
there is at least like a comfort zone here, you know what I mean? Like, it's not totally out of character to go to Vietnam anymore. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't feel random because there are really cute cafes. It's like, why wouldn't we go is the question.
And I think we spoke to a lot of people, especially like colleagues, and like telling them, oh, going to Vietnam, and they're like listing off these like heritage sites and like scenery and all that, and we're like, yeah, but Really, the main thing is the cafes. Like, that's what drew us to this country.
But yeah, I'm really excited because, yeah, it'd be something to explore. And I love the food. So it could only be good from what I know. It can only be good. Like, there's only good things. Like, good cafes.
Good food.
Good food. Good sightseeing. Yeah. Like, what could go wrong?
Oh my god, and then we found that the photo booth company is like active in like Vietnam as well, like literally just recreating, doing all our favorite things.
So that's another thing my colleague was saying, there's a huge like K-pop / Korean like influence, I guess, especially in the cities. So I guess we'll see. I'm sure we'll experience some of that. And then Singapore, I'm excited. As you said, like I've been there before, but I've never like had the opportunity to really explore it. So this will be sort of the time. I mean, we only have a few days, but I mean, I think that's enough. I'm just sort of excited to eat, to be honest.
The food. Yeah. And we've got the best recommendations. So I think we're set.
Exactly.
Next question is, I might amend it. So the original question is, how is school, work, the job hunt? But I might change it to reflect on your new career path. As a TikToker.
What do you mean my career path?
Our.
It is our career path, apparently.
Yeah. How's it been?
I think it's been equal parts fun and equal parts frustrating.
Yes.
It's fun because I think we like creating things. Like we like creating content and we're creating content that we genuinely like enjoy watching as well. Like we're doing things that we want to do, which is great. Like we're not doing things for the sake of XYZ, right? But frustrating because we're learning sort of the parameters of the platform itself and then figuring out like the more analytical / I'm not gonna say it's a business, but like the businessy side of it, like the
algorithm and all that,
all sorts of whatever,
yeah,
workings of the platform as well. So the amount of times that we've had to redo things or edit things and things like that, I think that's been like the frustrating part. Like it's like it kind of takes the fun out of it for like moments, but overall like I think we've been having a good time on there. And then I think we've gone through a few like experiences, just to sort of generalize it, but like, yeah, a few experiences which have made us like genuinely like laugh out loud and just like for reasons being like it's funny or it's just, you know, ridiculous things have happened. Or I think one of our favorite things to have happened is really to discover like people who are in TikToks randomly, like and finding them and then refinding them.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, like the power of the internet, I think it's kind of what we're getting from this whole experience.
Yeah. And I guess like some of the frustrations, if we want to air our grievances, is one, TikTok has the most awful editing in-app experience. So you editing something on our shared account doesn't exist on the cloud, exists on your phone. So I can't go into it and look at it and we can't collaborate that way.
Yeah.
Second, if you choose like a couple of pictures and put them in order, you can't edit them once you're at that text edit stage. If you want to change an order of a picture, you have to go from the beginning and start all over again. And three, being TikTok's absurd sort of like censorship rules, where we went to smash the anime convention, and our TikTok was so, there was nothing bad in it, like honestly, no nudity, whatever, but because we used the hashtag cosplay, it got shadow banned. It wasn't being shared.
I wonder if that's just like because we're like quote unquote like a wholesome account, as soon as something like
cosplay.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's a thing, because I think maybe cosplay has like connotations potentially. Yeah, but it's really annoying because it's like there are genuinely people who do this, like, you know, as a job, as a hobby, whatever, and not being able to share it just because the platform says that this is something that could be, I don't know, of a sexual nature or something. Just frustrating.
Yeah, I think we made that TikTok, like we had to. Because once again, once there's a hashtag on it, you can't remove it. So we had to rebuild it like a million times. And then like the very next day, we're talking about all the other and unhinged content that we're seeing on our feeds. That's extremely sexual in nature. How is that making
How's
making
that
the feed? Yeah.
Whereas we're like very innocent, like
so innocent.
Yeah, honestly.
But anyway, follow us on TikTok.
Yes, please. You can
use the QR code.
Yeah, use your friend. Yeah. If you don't have two phones.
and then you can both follow us.
Yeah, you can follow us on a more visual platform, I suppose. But basically, it's just us hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So again, it's content that we like making because it's exactly what we're already doing.
It's just efficient. Yeah. But we can try making more on the holiday as well and sort of documenting that.
Travel content.
Yeah. Oh my God, travel vloggers.
My dream.
Yeah. Well, the next question is, can you help me with ... So this is a bit of an open question. Is there anything, I don't know, what can we help each other with?
Not sure.
You already helped me.
How did I help you?
You lent me your MacBook charger.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm using right now. That looks like a fire hazard. But somehow works.
Look, if she works, she work.
Yeah, she's working.
It is my pleasure.
Another big question. What's the best thing that's happened to you this month?
Best thing? Well, apparently the Snoopy Tumblr. Let me look at my calendar. I mean, I feel like it's been a good month. Busy month, but good.
Mm-hmm.
Like we went to 2 dance classes.
Oh, wow. We're dancers now, by the way.
Yeah, bad ones, but I mean, I'm a bad one. Francis is actually quite good.
Oh, we went to 3 dance classes.
Did we?
Yeah, just 2 different genres of dance.
Oh, right. Yeah. So we did 2 K-pop dances, and then I dragged Francis along to a pole class. She did really well. Oh, I was like, you did so well. I was like, Mo!
And then the instructor was like, because Alice... she'd walk around the class and like watch everyone, and then Alice would do the spin like so effortlessly. She'd be like, so strong, like, oh, like, she's so strong. And we were doing the warm-ups, like doing like push-ups, and Alice just like, you know that song like The Rock, give me that, give me that. It was like that, like that's what I heard in my head watching you, like give me that drive, give me that power.
You know, I'm not really one for compliments, but if you call me strong, like, I'm gonna like you.
Well, that's what, like, so strong.
So I'm like, strong. I'll take that compliment any day.
Yeah, she scored 60.
It's not that much, but, but you know,
I don't have any scale. 60 sounds like a lot to me.
I'm just proud of my progress, you know.
You should be.
I may not be The Rock. But I am on my own little journey.
Yeah, it's all relative.
Yeah, exactly. Most I've ever done. So. Yeah, so we've had some like really fun, like, and I think new experiences. So the K-pop one for me was really new. And I liked it, I think, surprisingly more than I did, than I thought I would, because I'm terrible at like choreo, specifically remembering choreo, I think.
Yeah, but you nailed Likey.
I wouldn't say I nailed it, but got
it. You can do it. You got it, yeah.
And
that's the very point of it. Yeah.
After practicing a little bit at home, yes, I finally got it. But I think, I think that was a useful skill to learn, to be honest. Now I will know Likey for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and the next time we go to a Twice concert and then the camera, when they're doing that like fan video portion and the camera pans to you and then Likey comes on, you're going to be like, you're not going to be like, oh my God, no, don't get the camera off me. You're going to be like, yeah.
Yes.
Start dancing the chorus.
Specifically for that one song.
Yeah. Yeah, like if Can't Stop Me comes on, you're doing that all. Take the camera off me.
Suddenly I'm shy.
Yeah, I'm so shy. Well, I got to spend a lovely day with my friends, my chingus, who got me an exceptionally lovely cake for my birthday. A very exciting, brand new, amazing, creative, never been done before cake.
I've been showing everybody that cake, so I'm so proud of it. I'm like, damn, it looks
good. As you should be. Yeah, that's my highlight.
Yeah, and then we ate at Seoul Dining in Surrey Hills for a lovely birthday dinner. And that was excellent food, excellent company. So, that was good.
Wins all around, yeah.
Yeah, I think we've had a really good month. I actually forgot what the initial question is, but
Yeah, what is it? How? What's the best thing that happened to you this month?
Oh, okay. Well, multiple things. We just had a really good month.
Love that. Love that for us. Mm-hmm. What we deserve.
Oh, and we went to Smash at the beginning of the month as well.
That's true.
Speaking of,
you went as Naruto.
Naruto.
Naruto. And I was Link from The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. Yeah. Smash was fun.
And that was fun and just like seeping in the vibes of people like really passionate about their interests, showing off their creativity, looking at all the local artists and what they've made. It's good.
Yeah. I love the atmosphere. So we'll be back next year.
I already got my costume.
Oh, I haven't. I can't believe you're...
Do you have thoughts?
No, I don't.
I bet there'll be a new anime, like, you don't have any thoughts.
Actually, I don't.
No, period.
I don't know. I think,
I'm sure there'll be new things that come out as well that might...
Yeah.
That you might really enjoy that you want to dress up as.
I'm not sure. I think a lot of my choice for this year was really based around my hair color. Because I was kind of like, oh, it's an opportunity to do something without wearing a wig, I guess.
Yeah, and have it match.
Yeah, and have it like be kind of part of it. So, yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
I mean, I've got a year to think about it, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should all just come as a set.
Pokemon.
I don't know. I was like, well, is that a surprise? Reveal?
Yeah, I don't know. Sure. I think it's special.
That's why I said.
A set. Okay, maybe we'll keep it on the DL. It's such a surprise. People are like waiting to see. No one else is going to come as this anime or this franchise.
Yeah. Well, they might not think it come as the same
character. Specific character, yes.
Yeah. I didn't see any this year, so you might be onto something.
Mm-hmm.
Gatekeep.
I love gatekeeping. That's my motto. Life is a zero-sum game. Everything that someone else gets is less for me.
It do be like that for some things. Yeah.
The next question is, when do I get to see you next? I already know the answer, so.
Yeah, like in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try not to miss you too much.
Like.
I literally saw you yesterday or something.
You just got to try harder.
What's something you're looking forward to? So I know we've mentioned a couple of things, but is there anything aside from Barbie, aside from Vietnam, Singapore?
What else is there in life? I don't know. I mean, those are the main events of the year, Barbie and Vietnam.
So a movie that we're watching tomorrow and then months away. Nothing in between.
You'll need to figure something out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need an in-between goal. But for sure, like, definitely Vietnam, Singapore. That's like a big highlight.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. I'm looking at the
calendar. Nothing to live for.
That's so sad.
Well, we're living for Vietnam, but yeah, it's a month away.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll find something.
Oh, yeah. Let's look forward to trying that new Indonesian place that you found.
Oh, yeah. When I figure out a date and I ask everybody.
Yeah. But that's something we're looking forward to.
When that happens.
Yeah. It'll eventually. The next question. Why are these suddenly like a serious vibe? What's a small goal you're currently working towards?
To squat 70 kilograms.
You said that you needed a couple of weeks and it's been a couple of weeks.
I'm very conservative.
Okay, you know what? Taking care of yourself is more important. You can't rush these things. You have one body, you know? You don't want to hurt yourself.
And to do a pull-up. Those are my main goals.
You already can. Can't you do it? I've seen you do a pull-up.
No, you haven't. Because I can't.
Yes, I have.
I literally can't do one.
Like, pull-up like that? Wait, are we thinking of the same thing?
Yeah, like.
Like where you pull yourself up. Yeah, sure.
I literally can't do it. So you've never. There's no way in hell
you. Have I seen you do it with like elastic? That's when you have the.
Oh, potentially.
Resistance band.
Yeah, but that's not. That's not doing
okay.
One.
Okay, but like.
Aided.
Okay. You're halfway there.
But I'm not there. But yeah, that's definitely like a specific goal that I've had in mind for the past few months, I would say at least.
Yeah. Okay.
So those are my goals.
Yeah, you're going to have a squat off with everyone that you know?
No, definitely not. Again, it's not that big of a goal. It's just a goal personally for me.
Okay. Your personal best right now is 60 and you're going to get it to 70. We'll check back in.
What are your goals?
What's my goal?
So, well, what's a goal for you?
A goal for me personally, well, like financially, I'm saving up for a new MacBook because my one's really dead.
That's a big goal.
Yeah,
like a $3,000 goal. Like,
yeah, but that's a I'm making it more difficult for me.
Yeah,
because let's be honest, I don't need the MacBook that I want.
Mm.
I could get an Air, a cheaper one.
Mm.
Because you're really all I do, I'm not. I want a challenge.
She but, wants to live a hard life.
Yeah. I know realistically all I do on my computer is browse glassons.com,
yeah.
YouTube.com, the crossword occasionally. You know what I mean?
Netflix.
Messenger, Netflix. And yet I feel I need a MacBook Pro.
Well, I think it's more like the potential, like if you wanted mm-hmm. to do something that's more taxing,
yeah.
when you have your MacBook Pro, you're not like limiting yourself because you don't have a PC.
Yeah, no PC.
Yeah, but it's justified.
Yeah, okay. Great, okay.
Don't worry, I've done the work.
She's convinced me. So I wanna save up for that. And then I've been trying to perfect the whacking that we learned for Super Shy.
Oh my God, that was so hard. That was actually so hard. You can do it. I have faith in you. Because you got like...
I keep practicing.
You have the hand-body coordination required. The mind.
The mind.
You have the mind.
I keep trying.
That's believe in goal. You.
Thank you. I've been practicing a lot, as you can see.
I was struggling so much in that class. I was like, I don't think this is beginners. I was so scared in the beginning. I was like...
Oh, my God.
I don't know what I've signed up for. This isn't Nike. It's not like this. It's not as like, I'm not saying it's easy because it's definitely not easy. But that one, the choreo is so much more like straightforward. Like it's a more classic style, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Super Shy is actually so complicated. The beats are so hard. And it's so fast. Like they're talented or something. I don't know.
Oh my God. They're like trained since they were like 8 years old or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway, can't believe I can't do it in like 1 hour.
It's so rude. But no, that was really fun. I really enjoyed those classes with you.
Yeah.
So I feel so fit.
Yeah, you've done a lot of, well, I guess the both of us have done a lot of like, fitness classes or like more active activities.
Because
I think normally we would just eat. I mean, not that we don't do that, but like, you know, like eat, drink or... just like go to the movies or go shopping or something like that. Like we just do sort of like those sort of activities. We never really do anything new. Whereas I feel like we have like kind of broadened our horizons or been more open to experiences.
Oh my God. We're evolving.
Yeah. And they've been very positive experiences.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question. What's the best meal you've eaten or cooked lately? And let's remove soul dining from that.
Oh no. Oh, the Indonesian restaurant. Yeah.
That I have to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll take you. It's so delicious.
Okay. And I'll take you to the other place, Indonesian, that's in Parramatta. Because I was really good.
Oh, I walked past that the other day and it looks really good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and Parra is really close. So.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're doxing us.
Oh, what? Oh, no, we live really far.
So far away.
God, this
it's okay, only the people who already know us listen to this, so it's fine. They know where we live. Oh, my God, that was the last question. There we go. Oh. Ha-ha.
So do you feel like the friendship has been... What's it called? What's the name of the article?
It's alive.
Yeah, do you feel like it's alive now?
Yeah, it was so dead before.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank God for the internet.
It was dying, yeah. It was RIP.
Thank God for that article. It saved our friendship.
Well, thank you, Hello Giggles. Hello Giggles. Thank you, Hello Giggles, specifically from Hello Giggles, Miranda, because she wrote the article.
Oh, good one, Miranda.
Thanks, Miranda. Well, any final things that you wanted to discuss?
Not for this podcast.
Not to be recorded.
This sealed section, like in Dolly magazine.
Offline only.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed this peek back into our lives in the form of 20 random questions from Miranda.
Yeah.
I guess we'll be back when we want to be back. No, we feel like it.
schedule. Yeah, I think, yeah, we'll ease our way into it. Like, kind of coming back to the beginning, like, what we watch and what we're consuming in terms of media and stuff is probably a big part of us anyway, so there'll still be lots of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll share more of our personal story?
I don't know.
Ooh. I don't know. I don't think so.
Story time. So that was a little tease. A little, like, what could come. We don't know.
We actually don't know.
Well, anyway, thanks. Thanks for listening and follow us on TikTok.
Yeah. We're more active on TikTok for sure.
Yeah. You can literally see what we've been up to.
Like every single
like week or something. And surprise, it's not a surprise.
Yeah, you can hang out with us virtually there.
Yeah.
If you want.
Give us a like.
Please.
Give us a follow. Give us a comment.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Okay, bye.
Bye.